Thank you. Okay, we're going to sight read something. Have a seat. Take a, don't stop me now. And go all the way to the last page of the music. Measure 88. Our good friend Adam Scott from Utah. Adam Scott arranged this specifically for our chorus and for our upcoming Youth and Harmony Festival. For those of you that are visitors tonight, our Youth and Harmony Festival, we get over 150 kids from the metro area all together at Valley High School. And we bring in a nationally recognized conductor this year, Jay Doherty, coming to us. And he works with the kids all day long, and we put on a concert in the evening. It's a chance for kids, especially in programs maybe that are a little bit smaller, to have a good choral experience, for them to benefit from what we think is good music, singing, and pedagogy, and just a day of fun. So this piece was written specifically for Adam, or by Adam, for this event that we're doing. We'll have this piece sung during our annual show next year, because all the songs next year, we're doing a barbershop boogie night theme. So everything's going to live in disco land. So we have, or at least some sort of 70s, 80s sort of kind of band. So we got some Queen stuff, we got some Electric Light Orchestra, I got a ballad by Barry Manilow that's in there, we got just a bunch of fun stuff, okay? There's an arrangement of Mr. Blue Sky, Electric Light Orchestra, you know that? Okay? That I really, really want to do, but it's challenging. So I think that we're on the right track to be able to pick that puppy up, but that's another thing that's in my brain up here. So we're looking at measure 88, and we're going to try to sight read a little bit of this, okay? Can I look at your line, please? One, two, a one and two and basses go. Take away sound. Again, one, two, again, and go. Good. Basses, look at measure 91. You do not sing the pickup. You do not sing the word I'm. You come right in on having a good time. And then same thing the next measure. You don't say the word I. You just sing don't want to stop at. Can I hear leads? Basses. One, two, ready, and.
Don't stop me, I'm having a good time. Don't stop me, I'm having a good time. I don't want to stop at all.
And we match those vowels, and we really tune that octave, harmonics are now hot. Yes, Bruce.
When do we do L for all?
Not to the very, very end. It says, we don't do that, right? Okay, good. Berries. Berries, here we go. One and two and berries and.
Don't stop me, I'm having a good time.
Yeah, but you don't say, 'cause I'm.
Don't stop me having a good time. One and two again and go.
Don't stop me having a good time. Don't stop me having a good time. Don't wanna stop at all. Wanna stop at all. Wanna stop at all.
Look at measure 92. Don't wanna stop at all. Don't wanna stop at all.
Dad, don't.
What?
Dad, don't.
Don't wanna stop at. Oh, yeah, don't. Yeah, sorry, yes.
Your word.
Now I see what you're saying.
I'm sorry.
Yes, yes. Your word is don't. Yep. Don't wanna stop at. Don't wanna stop at all. Wanna stop at all. Great. Let's put those three parts together. We'll get to tenor in one quick second. Here we go. One, two, again, and go.
Don't stop.
Now the pitch on the L, everyone. All we do is take the tip of the tongue, touch it against the top of the mouth, and put a pitch on it. Like that. Okay, tenors. Towards the back of the seat like this, those muscles can't actually do the work. The intercostals can't do it, okay? Likewise, you're here constricting, scrunching, you can't get that either, okay? So instead, have the same sort of posture where you feel like this can just be released without tension. And here we go. One, two, ready, and.
Don't stop me having a good time. Don't stop me having a good time.
Tuning issues at measure 92. Can we go kind of slow-mo at 92? So it's the word don't at measure 92. One, two, ready, and. Good. Okay, now. Too many of us are singing, that L sound. The tongue is already starting to curl in an L shape. It has to say hot mama through the whole thing. Okay? Hot mama. Let's go up tempo. Now, we need to save somewhere to go when we get to those final two measures. It can't be blatting out at the fortissimo list, okay, and expect that we're going to be able to do a crescendo in the last two bars. Okay? So, give me mezzo forte up until that point. One and two and ready.
Don't stop because I'm having a good time. Don't stop because I'm having a good time. I don't want to stop at all. Stop at all. Stop at all.
Too many of us on the crescendo change it. I'll say. Put the accent on the have, and that's going to help us. Leads, we rush
Measure 92. Don't wanna stop at all. Don't wanna stop at all. Okay, let's see if we can get that. Going back to the same spot. Don't wanna hear your breath. One, two, three.
Don't stop me, I'm having a good time. Don't stop me, I'm having a good time. Don't wanna stop at all.
Okay, it's actually happening between the don't and the want. I don't wanna. I long short. I don't wanna stop at all. Okay, fix that. Do it again. The very first pitch, do your lips. Listen to the pitch being played. Imagine you singing that pitch, okay? Then we take that silent breath and sing. Listen to it again. Imagine that pitch. One, two, three.
Don't stop because I'm having a good time. Don't stop because I'm having a good time. Don't wanna stop at all.
Even though you're not really physically changing anything inside the mouth. Final chord. One, two, again. Good. Now we're in a crescendo. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And we're going to put the cutoff on beat one. And right before the cutoff, you give it just a little extra push. So it sounds like this. It's just a little extra burst of air. Okay, now sing the final chord. One, two, again. Okay, and 7.5. We're going to increase to 10. Have a stand now. We'll just do this little tag. Tag, end of song. That's a word that we use, a tag. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. One, two, three.
Don't stop me, I'm having a good time. Don't stop me, I'm having a good time. I don't want to stop at all. Stop at all. Stop at all.
Okay, go to the beginning now. This is the slow section. Everyone sing the lead line. The slower section. All one and two and go.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'll turn it inside out. I'm floating around.
Question, Otay. Good. Good. Basses and leads only. Basses read your line, lead singing. So we have two. We have that one moment of a. What interval?
Second.
What kind of second?
Major.
Major, right? Full step. Okay, here you go. One and two leads.
The world, the good news, the
Cool. Everyone, we're going to sing this whole first page no louder than a mezzo forte ever, but it's going to start at more like a mezzo piano. Tonight I'm going to have myself
a real good
time at home.
Careful, we got vowel pitfalls.
Everyone else, sight read and come along.
Here we go.
One, two, go. Keep the breath moving. There's no breath, at least collectively, between measures 3 and 4. I feel alive. Okay? A little crescendo as we hold the line. Then bring it back down to mezzo piano. And over. Another crescendo happening on world. Turn it inside out. When we get to out, and measure 8, put over the top of that hot. That's that out. Instead of like that. Okay? Turn around and X the C. That E is heat. E. Okay? It's that heat. Then I want to have a big crescendo in measure 10 and then a subito pianissimo. Suddenly very soft on the downbeat of 11 on the word don't. Ecstasy, so don't stop. Now, right?
Cool. Let's see if we can do those couple things. Sideways tornadoes, vowels and hot and heat, crescendo in measure 10 to a suddenly soft downbeat 11. One and two, and here we go. With pitches. One, two, ready, and.
Done in there, but that's